You're with Greg Carrick now till 10 o'clock tonight. The program is Have a Little Faith, Worship Music, and Some Things to Think About. And we have a very special guest tonight, Leanne Pereira. How are you, Leanne?
I'm well, thanks, Greg. How are you going?
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we're going to have a chat with you shortly about your singing and songwriting, music in general. But we do have some tracks of yours to play first. I'm going to play an early one. Well, relatively early. Too many changes. So we'll give that a spin and then have a bit of a yak. Sure. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Sometimes beauty lies around you, but it never ever seems to be enough.
So, Leanne, that was back in the early 2000s?
Yeah, it would have been around 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. Not telling you my age, though.
You were just out
long
of school.
Enough. Amen.
So it's a song about almost being overwhelmed by things happening?
Yeah, well, at the time, it's actually conducive to my life going forward. So it was almost like, you know, I changes constantly in relationships, in and at that time I wasn't born again, I wasn't baptised, and I didn't have the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, it was way before then.
So you're feeling those things you had to face on your own?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But I always knew God.
Yeah.
At a young age. And I always had a strong knowing that he was real. But the actual really knowing his son, Jesus, came much later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So your singing, were you one of those precocious childs where you were singing around the house when you were... Yeah. 4 years old.
I remember ABBA hairbrush in front of the mirror.
Oh, okay.
And not only that, Mum took me to ballet when I was about four. So I started on stage really young, and I did ballet for a good 16 years, and that was my first passion, dancing.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. I was always at the studio 3 or 4 days a week. I don't know if that was a good thing at the time, but I really just took to it and felt really passionate about it.
Yeah.
So the singing came a lot later in my 20s. But predominantly it was the dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for your mother to do that, did she have that sort of artistry in her
life
as well?
No, that's the thing.
No?
I think she just had a knowing that I would enjoy it because I don't know, I'd be at a dance because I'm of Greek origin and we used to go to these Greek dances when I was young. And someone would be wondering, where did Leanne go? And I'd be in the corner on my own, twirling around, and all these people would be just standing there watching. So I think it was just, I believe it was from the Lord that he gave me a gift to express myself through dance because I felt really comfortable on stage. And in a way, it was a release of, you know, an expression. So it just fit with me and it suited me. So I did classical, jazz, flamenco, all styles growing up. And even now, you know, I'm interested in incorporating my dance. But when I say dance, it's like prophetic dance, contemporary sort of classical dance, that kind of dance, you know, that you would sort of do at church or, and incorporate that with the music. It's sort of another, you know, passion of mine to do that together.
Because so, starting off with ballet, that's a very, very... disciplined but full-on dance form.
Yep.
So to be able to move out of that into other dance forms that are more free-form.
Yep. Interestingly enough, the classical was a bit rigid for me and I liked the more jazz style. And I don't know if you remember New Faces?
Yeah, yeah.
But I went on there.
I'm old, yeah.
Yeah, remember Bert Newton? Anyway, I went on New Faces with Bert Newton and I remember coming third.
Yeah.
And I did a solo dance. Oh, I was petrified. I don't know how I did it, to be honest, but I did it anyway. But it was so free that one of the judges said, well, I don't think this is really appropriate for this time TV, you know. But it wasn't bad. It was just, I don't know, I just felt classical was so rigid.
Yeah.
But I wanted to just sort of break out. Hence, you know, the flags and the streamers that we sometimes use today in, you know, church environments. I just needed that freedom. And by the way, my name in Greek is Freedom. So, in case you're wondering. and one of the songs I've done is called Freedom too. So, I really enjoyed it.
So those early songs, you did them sort of one at a time? You weren't trying to put out
So
an
there
EP
were three early songs before I was serious about my faith. And they... one of them went on the radio. I think you're going to laugh. Joy FM. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
And I got an interview with them and that was great. And I think another interview in Toowoomba in Queensland. They got hold of it. And it did really well. And I wouldn't mind sort of releasing it again because it had, even though I didn't have the full gospel at that stage, it had themes of faith and belief, which I always had in my heart. So it was still an expression of his spirit in me anyway, you see. It just hadn't been cultivated, hadn't been, you know, sort of, he hadn't grabbed me fully yet. So watch out, though, once he did, it was, you know, I became a bit radical. So, yeah. So there were three that I'd done.
Yep.
And, yeah. So you can still hear them today. They're on the platforms.
So
they're not gone. They're still a part of me.
Yeah,
see,
yeah. So. You can't write off your past. You're incorporated.
Correct. Yeah. And I'm not ashamed of it or there was nothing. But there was just that in those songs, my spirit was still, the Lord was in those songs, even though I hadn't made that full-on, you know, declaration to him. So that came a bit later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the songs you write, yeah. songs you write now?
Well, this is the thing. The Lord had spoken to me and said, I want you to write for me. And he would sovereignly give me melodies. So I'd be just, you know, just minding my own business and all of a sudden I'd hear a melody. Or I don't know if people are familiar with the heavenly language that he gives us as believers called tongues. And I'd pray in tongues and I'd get a melody through that.
Yeah.
And then I would put always... I would always have the melody first and then I would put the lyric to the melody. So that started to happen quite a bit and that's when I came up with some of the songs. It was just easy. They just came to me quite easily. So I just remember him saying, write down, you'll forget, or record it, you'll forget. Because you forget. Straight away, I'll get and then just forget. So
yeah,
I had to
be disciplined.
Yeah,
if something comes to me late at night, in the morning it's gone.
Yeah, I know. So he said, no, record it. So I said, yes, Lord, I'll record it. So, and the other thing is, I believe my purpose with the music is to bring heaven to earth. Mm. I really believe that he's called me to use the music to reach out to people, to bring people back to the Father through the Son, Jesus. Mm. So it's almost like the music's redemptive and reconciliatory. So since, you know, our ministry is reconciliation, that's really the only ministry we have, I feel really strongly that this music is about that. More than, not about me, it's to glorify him, it's to, you know, honour him because he's so worthy. And, you know, if I can do it through expression of song and dance, then, you know, that's an amazing thing for me.
When you get the melody then, does that then suggest to you the type of lyrics, like it could be a contemplative lyric or
that's interesting. I can hear it straight away if it's melancholy, if it's the intensity of it comes to me through the melody. It's hard to explain because it's a supernatural thing that happens. I can't. But lately he'd been wanting me to put psalms to melody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's really powerful because it's his word and it's his word's anointed. So when you do a song to a psalm, and many have done it, you feel the anointing on that because it's not me, it's his word. So I find that really beautiful and it actually draws me closer to him as well. Mm. Our relationship is enhanced even more because it's like it's such an intimacy doing music for him. I mean, it just really touches me to do songs for him. And I really believe that it will continue into eternity because it's his word. His word is yesterday, today and forever true. So whatever seed is sown here will be taken into eternity. And that to me is like, that's priceless.
Yeah.
You know, if that makes sense.
We do have another song lined up, Glory of the Lord. Do you want to talk about that one?
The
Glory
of the
Lord. Really recent?
This is a recent one last year. It's amazing because there was a prophet from Vanuatu. This is how it happened, just quickly. And he said to me, I want you to write a song in 5 minutes. He tested me. I didn't know he was testing me.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you to use Isaiah 58:8 and Isaiah 40. Okay, that's where that came from. And I went, oh, okay, so, you know, 10 minutes later, he wanted me to get a melody and everything. Mm. And the Lord did it. And I was a bit stunned, but the Lord did it. So that's how that happened. So apparently passed the test. I don't know. So those two scriptures, I put them together. I said, Holy Spirit, write, give me the melody. And I really, it's really messianic in sound. It's really, because I love, my roots are Greek, Greek, so the Greek dancing and the Jewish, it's very similar, that Middle Eastern kind of dancing. And, you know, I almost feel like Jesus is there when I'm in that, you know, in that sort of environment, because I could imagine him dancing at weddings, the wedding of Canaan. And anyway, and so there's a sound in that I love. And I feel that song's a bit messianic. I don't know if you see what you think.
Hey, here we are. Glory of the Lord, Leanne Pereira.
shall go before you. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord shall be our near God. The glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord shall be.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1. It's 22 past 8. The program is Have a Little Faith, Worship Music and Some Things to Think About. And my guest tonight, Leanne Pereira, and we've been chatting about her start in music and dance and playing a couple of her tracks. That last one, very Greek sounding. So, yeah, very enjoyable.
Yeah, I wanted a bit of that bouzouki sound, you know. Yeah. So hopefully it pulled off.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, you're still currently writing as things come to you and the melodies appear.
Yeah.
What do you use these things for? Is it just for in-church stuff or CD releases or concerts?
All the above.
Yep.
Yeah. So for I tend to give it away as well, give CDs away, and it's on all of the platforms now. Yep. The music. So
Spotify, iTunes,
and the list goes on. Mm. You know, you can find all that there. Also, though, those songs I've sung live at church.
Yep.
So with a guitarist, usually just a guitarist and me singing.
Mm.
I've done a lot of that. In the future, if there's potential to go and do live, that's an option as well. So it's whatever the Lord, how he leads me.
When you go to record something like that last track we heard,
specialist
instruments, things like that, how do you find those musicians?
Usually from the people that I know from church. So guitarists, keyboardists, and sometimes we don't bring in live instruments.
No.
Most of those songs were done at Studio 52, which is now Empire Studios in Heidelberg. They've moved. And so a lot of their equipment's quite state-of-the-art. So you sort of don't need... Although it's always good to have a live instrument, in the studio if you can. But if you can't, that's fine too. So
it's amazing the things they can do.
It's amazing what they can do, and it continues to get upgraded. So from, 1 year to the next, there was new equipment. Now, as you can spend, $1,000 or you can spend $50,000 on one song. And clearly the quality on radio is very different to, say just a song you're doing at home. So it depends on the budget. It depends on how much money you have, So, that plays a lot. Mm. It has a lot to do with it.
So when you get these things recorded, do you, because it's all this specialist equipment and stuff that you might not have access to outside the studio, how do you go about it when you do the live?
The live? So it won't be the same sound.
Mm.
So it'll be, I guess, like acoustic.
Yeah.
And sometimes just your own vocal and the acoustic is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more, and it's a different feel altogether. Mm. And I'm not really particular about that, because once again it's the message that's in the songs, and I've heard people who've listened to some of the songs and have reported back to me saying they felt healing.
Yeah.
They felt in their body, whether it was mind, body or soul, there was just sort of some sort of healing. I've had really quite interesting responses back when I've given the music, and people that I don't know have been very blessed by it. So again, it's just him doing it, and I'm just the empty vessel, and he'll just work through, I'm hoping, just work through me, how he wants to work through me. So
we've seen some of the past.
Yeah.
We've heard about your current singing, songwriting, and listened to a track there. Where do you see yourself, Leanne, in 10 years? Where would you like to be at?
10 years?
Mm.
Wow. Doesn't it say we only need to worry about today? Tomorrow is like...
trying to get out of the question.
Well, biblically speaking, we only have today, right? Let me get that straight. However, if I was given the liberty of 10 years, well, I believe I would like to make hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
Just keep making song after song for his name, to glorify him and that to bless the people, you know, whether that's healing of the soul, healing of the body. I think it's all about the people and it's about the Lord, and I do get enjoyment because of that. And I really don't want it to be about me. I want to emphasize that, because at the end of the day, you know, we have to stand before him, and you know, it's something that he's put in my heart though, and I have to do it. It's a passion. I have to do it.
A lot of songs sung in churches were written elsewhere by other people.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, churches and other artists sing them and everything. When you write your stuff, do you envisage that it could be utilised in other churches at other times with other artists, and you don't mind that?
No, that was already asked of me. Someone had asked, can I take the song? I said, sure. Because it's not my property. It's not, you know, it's I'm not wanting to be exploited. However, it's sort of, I'm not attached to it. If someone wants to use it and sing it in their church, they can, but they'd obviously have to have a chat with me first and see who they are, who this person is. But I would definitely not have a problem with that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So. Coming up now, another track, You Alone Are Holy. Is this your latest?
Yeah, now that's a pretty powerful song, because it's actually all pretty much Revelation in the last book. So it's rather intense, just because of the book itself.
Yeah.
It's the revealing of Christ. And I feel that has a blessing on it, because when you read the book of Revelation, in the first chapter, it talks about the blessing you receive when you read it. And so when I was doing it, I just felt the anointing so strongly. But it is the most recent one. And it's almost feel like sometimes it's too holy and that no one would want it, because it's does that make sense? Because it's his scripture.
Yeah.
You know, the Holy Spirit links it all up for me, the structure of it, and I'll put in a word here and there to make it flow. But generally, it's his. And so I kind of have a protection over it. It's hard to explain. It's really special to me. But it's very... I was told that what I will do will be unique and very specific. And I don't know what that will look like down the road, but, you know, that's up to him. But in a way, it is kind of very specific if you listen to it.
Yeah.
It's sort of unusual. But, yeah, so...
Okay. Let's have a
Make your own mind up on that one.
You alone are holy.
Yeah, amen.
go, Leanne Pereira with You Alone Are Holy, her latest track. So, Leanne, apart from, you know, listeners being able to hear you here on radio, where can they get your music?
So so the platforms are iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. There's like a whole list on my Facebook page and YouTube channel. And I'm about to embark on getting a website, a new one done. So then people can go to the website. And
so it's Leanne Pereira.
Yes.
Spelled
P-I-R-E-R-A. But the links are on my YouTube and Facebook if they want to find the music. And all those platforms. And then once the website is up and running, everything will be put on there so they can access, even if there's an event that's to come, obviously they can, you know, have a look into that.
And if someone rang you up and said, or messaged you on Facebook and said, could you come and sing at our church?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm available.
There you go.
I'll pray about it first, but then, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more of you.
Thanks,
and,
Greg.
And thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having me on. God bless.
No worries. Leanne Pereira, get onto her Facebook page, YouTube, check out her music, and great up-and-coming young artist.